So I'm here talking with Jason from the SQL Server team. Thanks for joining us, Jason.
No problem.
So could you tell us a little bit about what you do and what you did on SQL Server 2008?
So within SQL Server 2008, I was part of the programmability test team within the engine. So working on testing new features that are introduced within the SQL Server 2008 engine. One of the big improvements that I was working on, at least early on, was the table value parameters. So this is a new feature within the engine. So before this feature, whenever people wanted to send in large amounts of data, many rows into the server, into a stored proc, people would have to set up these store procedures that have, say, hundreds of different parameters. And it's a very poor developer experience. So what we did was we allowed a table value parameter to come in, so that way you can populate a table variable. And just to kind of give allow basically things that you can do within bulk insert, do that through a programmatic aspect within a stored proc.
Hopefully cut down on cursors.
Yeah, that's always a good thing. Try to cut down on some of those things that are still around. But that was one of the improvements that happened early on in Katmai, and it was kind of interesting because that was we developed a whole new process here. So there's a whole new, we call it SES, the SQL Server Engineering System, and what this system does is allows new features to come up in an isolated way. So that way, whenever there's a new improvement coming up, we define this entire improvement front to end, including the tools, including performance testing, functional testing, just the whole gamut of what's going to happen here. So that way, the team can work independently and make sure that they can actually complete the improvement from end to end. Whereas within UConn before, it was somewhat of a mess where everybody's working on their features, then you have this whole mess of features that are in varying phases, whether on how far they are completed. So this allows us to complete it end to end. I think Katmai went much more smoothly than UConn did because of this, and so that way, we're never sure. Within UConn, we're never sure when we can release, because like I said, everybody's in just different areas. But this allowed us to always have a mainline, which could, in theory, ship. But
that's with each CTP, every feature that was in it was supposed to be close to production quality by the time it even made it into a CTP.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. And so that it really helped things out. As far as it goes for testing, so
what's that like? I wonder, what's it like to be a tester? How does that whole process work on a product that's as big and complex and as mission critical as something like SQL Server is to an enterprise?
Right. It's very complicated. And so that's part of the, that's one of the nice things about this SES model is because it is so complicated, one of the problems that you have with testing this is there's so many different cross features. And so that's the problem that you hit within UConn is, as you're testing these new features, you forget about all these cross-feature implications, and then you find out later on, and then it's some logical horseshit, and it's like, oh, crap, we just forgot about this. Let's try to figure out how to test this real quick. Whereas within this improvement model, it lets you step back and look at all the cross-feature testing. And that's just the whole problem. There's just a huge, having such a huge feature set has its pros and cons, and the cons are with testing, it's, you have this huge area that you have to consider.
Right. Cool. So SQL Server shipping in a few days here.
It's exciting.
Load off your shoulders.
Absolutely. It's great. So
guess take some vacation.
That's right. So yeah, we're forced to take a week off here. So everybody has to pick a week that they want to take off over the next 3 weeks. So it's
nice.
Tough problem to have.
Happy over here in 35.
That's right. That's right. It's cool. Good to finally be closing down here.
Right on. We appreciate your time.
Yep. Thank you very much.
Thanks.